Well, hi there, and welcome to your show. It is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Good day to you. I am Jerry Usher coming to you from Pope St. John, the 23rd National Seminary. I was going to say John Paul, the 23rd.
That's tomorrow's show.
There's only been two John Pauls, and that's... coming to you from Pope St. John, the 23rd National Seminary, and Debbie Giorgiani is with me as well. And Debbie, we are going to be set to pray today with our Take Two family.
We are. That's actually tomorrow's show you were referring to because, John Paul II, 20 years ago, died. So that, that's tomorrow. That's why you had that on your mind. But what'd you go for? What'd you say?
Because you reminded me. I was almost going to promo tomorrow's show.
Oh, there you go. You scared me. I thought it was like an April Fool's joke or something. But, you know, that kind of leads me to our topic today because it's whom or what are you praying for? And we take prayer very seriously. But through it all, we try to keep a really good sense of humor to get through life. And so we definitely value that very much to really carry the joy through the midst of suffering because we know the end of the story. But whom or what are you praying for is our show for the first day of April. And we are storming heaven with your prayer intentions requests. We got our first request that came in from Michael who said, please pray for all the allergy sufferers. So we put that in the book already. See, the book is filling up and we believe in the power of prayer. We've seen miracles big and small. So if you have a praise report, you get the picture. You've done this many times with us every single month. We do prayer shows twice a month. So you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We really want your participation. And here's the number. Matt is ready to answer your call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
You know, where else or when is another time when you're going to have an opportunity to pray for your special heartfelt intentions, those things that are important to you, with a global listening family, the Take Two family around the world. In fact, as you get on the air with your prayer intention, I can guarantee you the Take Two family, they take off and start praying for whatever you mentioned on the air right away. So we have a lot of strength in numbers here around the world, people praying with you and for you today at 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. It could be something for you personally. It could be a relationship, a child, a sibling, a parent, a work-related issue, a health-related issue, anything you have to pray about. Let's hear from you right now.
I want to put in the book for marriages that are really struggling right now. We're noticing a lot of folks calling Stand Tall. That's the life coaching outreach ministry that we have. It's called, you can reach us at standtalltoday.com and get a free consultation. But we're noticing that a lot of marriages are really going through some difficult times. It could be associated with Lent. Part of that could be it, or it could just be the signs of our times that it's just marriages are not being supported in this world. So we really got to use prayer around marriages to strengthen them. And I know we have calls already screened, Jerry. So whenever you're ready to roll, I've got the book out.
All right. Whom or what are you praying for today? It's an on-air prayer meeting on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Marianne is indeed ready. She is first up in Dickinson, North Dakota, listening on the great folks at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Marianne. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, Debbie and Jerry.
Good morning.
My prayer intention for today is for prayers for all the abused victims, children, adults, especially the boy who was held hostage for 20 years by his mom in very terrible conditions.
Yeah.
So that's my prayer intention for the day. So you put in your book.
Yeah, Debbie's got it already in the book, Marianne, and we both can say from the bottom of our hearts, we have a great empathy for abuse victims of any kind. I've mentioned on this program before that I was a victim of sexual abuse when I was about the age of 10, and that kind of stays with you, and of course, God has brought a lot of healing, and I've completely forgiven the individual who did that to me, but Debbie, you know, the abuse is just horrific, especially of young people, children, and we just want to come against that in Jesus' name.
Absolutely. And we sometimes we forget when somebody gets through any form of abuse, we're like, okay, they've gotten through, they've survived. But it's a lifetime of having to work through things and problems and issues. And like you said, Jerry, forgiveness, all sorts of things. So we must always remember the victims in this. Marianne, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention again. It's in the book, absolutely. And we hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. We're going to go to Rachel in Colorado, Jerry. And Rachel is up next on the EWTN app. Hi, Rachel. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning. So my prayer intention for today is I would like you to pray for the reconciliation between my husband and my adult daughter. They have not spoken to each other for over 2 years. There have been some conflict there. And I just been praying a lot that they just don't want to, you know, my daughter doesn't want to speak to my husband for a while. And and then also for my husband himself, my daughter and him are a lot alike. They're very stubborn. And she's fallen away from the church, but he does not think, doesn't know if there's a God, believe in God. And I've been praying for him so much for, you know, a conversion, and that the Holy Spirit will come to him and show him repentance. Right. Conversion.
Jerry,
go ahead. Then.
Okay, yeah. Real quickly, I just read this article, Rachel, and I want. Well, maybe you're open to doing this. Do a little fasting. It doesn't have to be fasting from food, but do a little fasting and apply it to the movement for your husband and your daughter to be reconciled, and then also for your husband to believe again. But when you do the fasting, you also want to add almsgiving. You want to add charitable acts towards others as you are fasting. There's a key component to that. There's an article that was just sent to me last week, and actually when I retrieve it, I'm going to send it to Michael, our producer, to post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. It is, in my opinion, a game changer. So Rachel, if you could incorporate fasting and almsgiving, we may see some forward movement in that area. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. And we've got Pat and Charlie and others. We have actually a phone line that is open. That is not, it's kind of unusual on this show any day, but especially on the prayer show. So if you'd like that open phone line and you have a prayer intention, join us 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-EWTN or 3986. Join those who are on the line praying with this global family today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN. Well, you're so glad you're with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Back to your prayer intentions momentarily. And when we pray, we should always remember the unborn, the innocent, the vulnerable. And EWTN has a pro-life weekly email. In fact, each week, EWTN keeps you informed and educated with the latest news and truth on issues like abortion and euthanasia, assisted suicide, the culture of death on EWTN's pro-life weekly. And we can send you a link to EWTN's pro-life weekly every week that it comes around. So visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe, and you will be one of those in the know about all the important life issues from your friends at EWTN.
Okay, we're going to go to Pat next, and Pat's in Pennsylvania on Alexa. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hello,
go right
Pat.
Ahead.
I just wanted prayers for my daughter. She's having a hip operation today. I just wanted you to add your prayers to mine.
Okay.
Sure.
The hip operation is today?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we get the date. Okay. All right. And we will definitely pray. You sound, it's heavy on your heart right now, isn't it?
Well, no, not really. I've been praying all night, and I just wanted the extra prayer.
Okay. Because
I really believe that the mothers, I remember hearing a talk about mothers' prayers for their children. And I'm believing in that, God is really listening to my prayers because I am her mother. And
nice.
This operation is bringing us closer together rather than distance. So anyway, I really, she had one done before, and all she's asking for is that she can walk.
Okay.
Well, okay. Yeah, it's an important intention there. So Pat definitely will be praying. It sounds like it's fairly routine, so but we don't want to presume on anything. So we storm heaven with prayers for your daughter, Pat. Thank you for letting us join with you in praying for that here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's 833-288-3986. Irma, listening in San Antonio on Guadalupe Radio Network, is up next. Hi, Irma. What can we pray about with you today?
Yes, there's two things going on. One is my job. I haven't had a job since the end of January. And another is my mom. She's been battling like a trooper, Alzheimer's. And, you know, little by little, she's going old. She's not there. And so, you know, I go to adoration and I ask Mary, I'm like, my earthly mother is not really all here. I need you. Okay. And, yeah, now that I don't have work, I spend some time in adoration in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, well, definitely. A couple of very important intentions, Irma, that you brought up here. Employment is very, very important, and we're going to definitely pray that God leads you right to the perfect opportunity just that he has chosen specifically just for you. Perhaps right now, we don't know this, God, and you can determine this, but maybe he's got you in this particular circumstance to be able to provide a little bit more care for your mom, but we are definitely going to be praying for her as well, and this is so common, Debbie, that you know, people taking care of their parents. You know, they have, you know, brain health issues and stuff. And it's so unfortunate, but it seems like to be almost like an increasing part of daily life for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot on your plate, Irma. And, well, you've got the whole Take Two family now praying for you and around you. And that's, I mean, if you just kind of focus on that and be lifted up in prayer and feel that. A lot of times that'll give you the momentum to keep going. And so I that's what we pray for, that you can actually feel those prayers, Irma. And I you know, maybe you'll be going throughout your day and you'll be feeling a little down, but then you'll feel this little pick-me-up. And just know that somebody is praying for you. And that has meaning and that has power. And we're going to also go to the great St. Joseph for sure and get some assistance here. So, Irma, anything else we can do for you?
No, those are the two things. I appreciate all the prayers. Thank you.
You got it. Yep. Absolutely. That's one thing we can do, and we do it well.
Absolutely. All right. A line has opened up there that Irma was on. It's our Whom or What Are You Praying For show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie at 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. We'll stay in the state of Texas, go to Houston, where Brian is listening on Sirius XM 130 today. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
So I'm praying today.
Yep. Go ahead. Okay. Are you there, Brian? Do we have you?
I am. I'm praying today for employment. I've been a nurse for 30 years and had taken some time off around Christmas and Thanksgiving to be home with my family and not been able to find work, surprisingly, for the first time in 30 years since then. And I would appreciate the prayers of the faithful.
You got it. You got it, Brian. But you have a good, it sounds like you have an upbeat mood about this. Are you feeling like there's some things you still want to do and God's gonna carve out that path for you, Brian?
Absolutely. I'm hopeful for that. I'm actually on the way to meet with an old friend who's the CEO at a facility. And
I think
maybe that this prayer, I'm going to place my faith in God and he's going to place me in the right place.
Absolutely. Well, keep that outlook, keep that attitude, because you can hear it. See, a lot of times when we are going through a difficult situation or something of a life change, and we want, and if we can keep a positive disposition, if we can keep the joy, it does make the experience that much more bearable, enjoyable, and then fruitful. So, Brian, hold on to that and keep us posted. We'll be praying, okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
I was going to mention a scripture verse for Brian and for everybody. Brian, if you're still on the phone there listening, Mark 11:24, everyone make a note of this, because it says, these are Jesus' words. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you receive it and you will. And we want to pray in accord with God's will, God's holy will, of course. This obviously wouldn't include anything that's immoral or things that, you know, obviously run counter to God's plans or will for our life. But we need to be confident, Debbie. You always say, go big, go bold. And there it is in Scripture, right, reminding us of that.
Amen to that. I put that down, Mark 11:24. In fact, I'm going to post that on Facebook. I don't know if you know this, Jerry. I'm doing a book, chapter, verse, just the line, and having everybody go and look it up. And so I'll post that for tomorrow. I posted already for today. Yeah, I love that. Okay. Thank you so much, Brian. Okay, we're going to get to Richard. Richard's in Lafayette, Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Richard. Welcome to our prayer show.
Yes. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. Thank you so much, sir. But the floor is yours, so you go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to express my brother-in-law's sister, Dana. She's married, three adult children. She's 60. She's been diagnosed. She has pancreatic cancer, and it's spread, you know, throughout all the organs and that. And secondly, also, I have a friend, Dennis. He's been in a nursing home for 3 years and he's been declining, but he's really having struggling with his cross, you know, with his suffering. So I appreciate, you know, the prayers and the prayers of y'all listeners.
Oh, you got it, Richard. We'll definitely be praying. This situation with Dana doesn't sound good, but, you know, God, we're going to pray that God would have his healing hand upon her, if that is his will, but also just whatever God's will is, that he would give her just a sense of peace and his presence, knowing that he is with her in this very difficult time. And God bless you, Richard, for being there to bring this to our worldwide attention to pray for her. And then Dennis, yeah, it's tough. Debbie and I, we both had experience with people in, you know, nursing homes and facilities like that, and it could be a really, like you said, Richard, a real cross for people to bear. So we're going to pray that Dennis just has a spirit of peace and joy, and that God brings maybe somebody or some people along in his life that can maybe visit him once in a while, or just, Debbie, some way that he can know that he is not alone in that situation.
I totally agree. Okay, Richard, thank you. I've got it all in the book. All righty.
And you know, he's been a close friend, so you know, and praying with him.
Yeah. Well, he's blessed to have you, Richard.
Yes.
And from what you're saying, you're blessed to have known him as well and have him in your life. So we'll pray the continued graces and blessings upon him and through you, Richard. So thank you for all that you're doing for Dana and Dennis. We appreciate you calling in. We'll definitely have those in prayer.
And you as well in your personal intentions, okay? Mm-hmm. God bless you. Okay, we're going to move to Angela. Angela is in Georgia, and Angela's on Sirius XM 130. That's the way she's listening. Hi, Angela. Welcome.
Hello to you both.
Thank you.
My reason for calling today, my prayer request, has to do with helping my spirit to heal, and I know it's going to take time. My husband of almost 50 years passed on Valentine's, and he was in poor health. He was in cancer, and I was by his side, and I saw the grace that God sent to him in the moments before his demise. My concern right now is I am hampered by Social Security and by insurance and everything that comes with continuing the natural life. My finances are just tied up, and I'm asking for God to open the windows, the floodgates, and pour out a blessing. I need relief, and I need it ASAP, and God knows this. And he knows that he would not, I know that he would not give his child a stone when I'm asking for bread. So I need your prayers to keep me strong in my grief and also to materialize what I already know is mine. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, in Jesus' name, we'll pray for that. Very, very beautiful, important intentions, Angela. We're so sorry for your loss. I know Debbie already has your husband, Fred, in the prayer book, and you as well for the financial blessings that you need. And God definitely blessed you with many, many, it sounds like many decades of wedded bliss. And we are grateful to God, as you are, I'm sure, Angela, for that. And again, we are sorry to hear about your loss, and we will definitely be keeping the repose of Fred's soul in our prayers, as well as you and all family members, for comfort and peace and consolation.
Right, right. Beautifully said. Angela, we've got you covered in prayer, okay?
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Yes.
All right, that'll open another line here. We're going through our prayer intentions as quickly as we can and as thoughtfully and prayerfully as possible here. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Whom or what are you praying for? That's our topic today. It's not really a topic. It's just a prayer meeting on the air. So if you've got something burdening your heart, or it doesn't have to be a burden, if you have a praise report, we'd love to hear what God has done to answer prayers. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-EWTN. 288-3986. And we go to
our friend.
Yeah. Our friend Ron in Los Angeles. Ron, it's been a while since I've talked with you. You may have been on with Debbie recently, but with my not being on the show full time, haven't been able to connect with you lately. How you doing, Ron?
Brother Jerry, good to see you both. I got you up on the YouTube today.
Hey.
So my proverbial wave back to you guys.
Yeah.
I wanted to put in a real quick deal. I wasn't even considering going on air today, but I wanted to pray for broken families, those who are fighting addictions, and those who the suffering souls in purgatory for their releases. But for myself, after having gone through finally getting to the doctor to get some lab work done and some other follow-ups right now, and based on a variety of conditions that I've been going through, it looks like what I'm fighting with right now is ALS. And the progression right now leads me to think my time is not that long right now.
Mm. We're so sorry to hear that. So, you know, you've been through so much, Ron, so much, Ben, and you've always maintained your dignity and your beautiful soul that comes right through, and in your voice. It's so wonderful. You have such a way about you. You've never wavered in your faith. And so to hear this, you know, is another layer of something that you're going to have to work through. What we pray for, we definitely go big with God, but we want him to, you know, have you stay in that good place of faith, and you're filled with the Spirit. And it's a wonderful thing, Ron. That's the in my humble opinion, that's the one shining part of your personality that I've always admired, is that you've always been able to crack a joke or keep going. And I love that about you. And I want that for you, even through this most difficult part of this ALS or anything else that comes into view for you. What do you say, Jerry? Wouldn't you agree? Ron's attitude is great.
Absolutely. In fact, you mentioned a beautiful word, dignity, you know, and I've said on this show many times, I'm a horrible sufferer. I don't suffer well. God knows that. I'm hopefully trying to be a little more patient and accepting of what God allows to happen in my life. But Ron, you're sort of the opposite of that. You know, you've always really held your head high and been, like Debbie said, kind of in an optimistic, positive mood. Sounds like this new potential diagnosis, Ron, is maybe a little bit heavier than some of the things you've dealt with before, but our prayers are going to stay with you, Ron.
Absolutely.
You can be assured of that.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. And in line with your thoughts, Debbie, on my personality issues and handling, once upon a time, I said that my snap, crackle, and pop no longer comes from my breakfast cereal, but my condition is getting to a point where I'm losing some of my snap, crackle, and pop these days.
Well, Ron, there's that sense of humor that Debbie talked about. Ron, you're in you've got the global Take Two family praying for you, and we know that you pray and offer your sacrifices for the Take Two family as well. So thank you for that. Ron, great to talk with you again. 833-288-3986. Whom or what are you praying for today?
tonight, whom or what are you praying for? This is one of two prayer shows we do each month, and this is the first of April, so this is we just storm heaven at the beginning of the month, and we keep it going all month long, and then towards the middle, we do another urgent prayer request show, and then that takes us to finish the month. So we're traveling together as the Take Two family, so if you have a prayer intention request that you want us to petition to God for, please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we're going to get to Elizabeth in Corning, New York in just a moment. Elizabeth, we wanted to do a big shout out. If you're listening in Jackson, Michigan, your EWTN radio station needs to hear from you next week. Good Shepherd Catholic Radio will be airing their Spring Pledge Drive starting Monday. So if you're listening in Jackson, Michigan, or anywhere, please support your Catholic radio station. I still have a little bit of a sore throat, so it's actually hard for me to talk. But that's important. I need to mention that the Spring Pledge Drives have either happened or they're starting to happen next week, and they're going to continue until after Easter. Please support your local Catholic radio station. We need Catholic radio now more than ever, and Catholic radio works, and we need it to thrive into the future, not just survive. So please remember when they come to you and they say we're listener supported, step up and do something to help your local listening area. And don't forget EWTN.
Indeed. All right, back to your prayer intentions. Elizabeth has been holding patiently in Corning, New York on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to jump in quickly and say if we can all just pray for Jerry for his seminary formation. I was in formation with a contemplative convent, two actually for many years, and I'm now married with two beautiful children, so it was not my vocation, but I know how difficult the formation process can be and that the enemy will attack anyone who's striving to become a good holy priest. So if we could all just keep Jerry in prayer.
Thank you, Elizabeth. You have touched my heart in a very beautiful, beautiful way. So thank you so much for that. And I will take all the prayers that I can get. You are right. I like to say the wolf is always at the door, as you know. We're never too far away from, a temptation or a thought or something that, maybe I can't do this. Maybe I should leave. Maybe it's not God's will. I feel like I'm in a pretty good place right now with all of that. So I appreciate, the prayers and all of that. And Debbie,
you're in the book, Jerry.
Yeah.
You put a smile on his face, and also I think he's blushing just a bit. So that was really sweet, Elizabeth. But just so you know, Elizabeth, absolutely, Jerry's in the book permanently. We've all been praying for him. But you know what? We need to be reminded, because as you're going through ministry, you can forget, and you just are doing life and formation, and you're right. And that's when the evil one can just really get you when you're feeling maybe tired or hungry or anything, and all of the above. So Elizabeth, we've got Jerry in the book. Thank you for letting us and highlighting that. But how about for you? Do you have anything you want us to pray for?
Just before I move on to that, I just wanted to say Jerry sounds so happy and so joyful, and I'm sure everyone can hear that over the radio. So I'm sure he's right where God's will wants him to be, and it's wonderful to hear just how content he sounds. Mm-hmm. And if you could just pray for me, we'd love to have a large family, and I don't know if that's in the cards, but we just, babies are so wonderful, and so if we could just keep that in prayer, that'd be wonderful.
You got it. And Jerry, you're going to always go to your patron saint. For sure.
Yeah, St. Gerard. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we heard one of your beautiful little ones there in behind you there, Elizabeth. So God bless you. Thank you for, first of all, discerning a vocation. I always say every person created by God has an obligation to, what I say, ask the question. And that is, what did you create me for, God? And Elizabeth, you found your vocation, and it sounds like you got a beautiful family. So thank you. I'm so grateful to you for bringing, directing some prayers to me, because I will take, and all keep all of the guys here at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in your prayers. We would appreciate that. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks,
God bless
Elizabeth.
You. Our prayers go with you.
Absolutely. We're going to go to Frank in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Holy Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Frank. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? surprised me there. It was quick.
we're moving fast today.
I want to thank Captain Lou in Philadelphia. He told me about you, and I never heard of you before.
Nice.
I'm calling in. I pray every day for everything or nothing, just to pray. I hate praying for myself. I keep myself at the very end. But I got a ton of medical problems for 25 years now. And they say, doctors say there's no cure for it. They say genetic mutation. Before that, they called it autoimmune. Before that, they called it idiopathic. It keeps changing. But for 5 years now, they say, we're sorry, but nothing we can do. And I try naturopathic people, too. And nothing's working. But I'm stuck in the house. I can barely walk. I got a walker. I really can barely see. And you're stuck. I mean, sometimes guys say, nothing I can do, just let it be, let it go, and what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got any thoughts, Deb?
Yeah, I do, actually. Frank, you know, here's the thing. One of the things when we're in this limbo or the unknown, right, it's an opportunity for us to really fully free fall into God's arms and to completely trust. One of the beautiful things about being in the unknown is that who do you rely on? You rely on God, right? And He wants all of you, Frank. And many times when we are going through this type of situation where we're not sure, doctors can't figure things out. We're not sure what the future holds. We're, you know, what if, all these things go through our minds. Well, it's a grand place to be, because it gives us the opportunity to, again, and I say opportunity because it's not like, oh, well, I've got no other choice, so I'll just turn to God. We can zero in and focus on God and really push all our chips in with God and know that the blessings and the graces are there for us. Have you ever thought of it that way? Because I have a really difficult time not knowing the outcome of something, and I've learned that there's such a grace in that.
Yes, I have. But people keep telling me, no, you're going to be healed, just maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. I think maybe sometimes people aren't healed. I mean, I heard before, 5 years ago, I forget when it was, sometimes it's as it goes. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's not right now, and sometimes it's no.
Right.
And so I just feel like I'm one of the people to know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I see where you're going with that, but we serve a very big God, and at any moment things can change. So what I would love for you to do is hold on to the hope, hold on to the options, and dream big. Okay, but put all your trust in God. So again, you're doing both. You're dreaming big, but then you're also saying, Lord, it's your will, and I trust in you. Jerry's got something even more profound to say.
Well, this is for you, Frank, and everyone. You mentioned, Frank, that you do include yourself in your prayers. You said you mentioned yourself last. That's something. But I just want to say, we practice self-care physically. I say we should practice self-care spiritually as well. I always include myself in my prayers, but like you, Frank, what I'll do is with my Divine Mercy chaplet, I'll pray an extra decade of the chaplet for myself. Or maybe on one bead, I will pray, for myself. And I always pray for the dying me whenever that is in the future as well. So that's something, Frank, you brought to our attention. I hope the Take-Two family, you would do this. Sometimes we feel like,
right.
It's selfish. I can't pray for myself. I really need to be praying for others. But the thing is just add a quick little prayer for yourself, because, we are loved by God very, very much. And mm-hmm. He has blessings and graces in store for us, so we need to practice a little bit of spiritual self-care too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jerry. But to let you know, for several years now, I rarely do a five-decade rosary. That's when I'm rushed, that's just for a moment, because I do like 7-8-decade rosaries, and then I do like 2-3-4 times a day. So
wow.
I'm praying like it's going out of style.
Yeah, well, no, actually, you're a lot like Padre Pio. That's what he used to do, so that's pretty cool. Do you, is Padre Pio, is he one of the saints that you like?
Oh, yeah, I remember him. There was an FOP chaplain, Father Steve Wetzel. He passed away a couple years ago. That was his main saint. He always told me, pray, hope, don't worry, because he helped me. I'm an alcoholic, but I'm sober now. God helped me get through that one. He always told me, pray, hope, don't worry. And you know what I said back to him? I said, the other guy, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. That was from George Thorogood's song back, I forget when. Yeah, but right. I struggled with that for 20-some years, and I finally been sober 5 years ago.
Oh,
well, good for you.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm sure you're a great witness, Frank, to those who know you. So thank you so much for all you've done to get that straightened out in your life. And thanks for joining us here on the program. We appreciate it. We'll have you and all of your intentions in the prayer book. Mm-hmm. We're praying with you. Whom or what are you praying for today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio? We're going to go back to Houston. Angela listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Angela.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air. What can we pray for with you?
Yes, I wanted to, I have so many, I'm kind of just putting them all together. My children and my grandchildren for physical pains and spiritual pains.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson, though, has a really bad problem with corn and has really bad allergies where he almost can't work.
Oh.
Well, he doesn't work.
Angela, how old is your grandson?
He's 20 now.
Okay. Are they getting him some help with this recovery from pornography?
No, we've recently gotten him back into church.
Good.
And we do want to reach out, but kind of our family problem is it's not as much procrastination as not knowing where to go get help.
Mm-hmm.
We reach out, but we're just all nervous about it. We procrastinate because we don't know
right. What
direction to go in.
Well, I would at least, here's just a suggestion. I would at least reach out to Catholic counselors, the Popchecks, Greg and Lisa Popcheck. They have the show earlier in the morning. I would reach out to CatholicCounselors.com and talk to them. And I'm sure if they want a more intense treatment for your grandson, they'll recommend somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people should start making the calls now. And the reason why I say that is we deal with addictive personalities in the life coaching that we do. And your grandson's only 20, and the longer he is dabbling in this, it is affecting him in his brain. And so you want to get some professional help to get him out of this.
Okay, I agree. Prayers for my husband who suffers a lot of physical pain and still has to work to support our children and grandchildren.
Mm.
We care for his mother who has Alzheimer's. We need a lot of prayers.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Lent from the app Hallow, the Way, and it's been beautiful to follow. And I listen to y'all all the time, and this is my first time to call in. So thank y'all for adding me.
Thank you. Absolutely. But Angela, real quickly before you go. Okay. Your name is Angela. You need to get an army around you. So go to the guardian angels. Okay. And ask the guardian angels to help you. And then pick at least a half a dozen of the saints that you guys all feel close to as a family and really ask them to step in and help your family. You need a lot of support here. Your husband's got physical pain. He's still trying to work. You're taking care of a mother. You've got the family situation. You know, there's allergies, all sorts of things. You got the pornography in play here. You need support, and heaven is ready, willing, and able to be there for you.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I use Padre Pio and Maximilian Kolbe.
Perfect.
Those are some of the favorites. And I have a shrine lit with my lady, my mother, and the guardian angels. So that just reaffirms that I need to get my children doing that more often too.
Absolutely.
Or try to.
Absolutely. I would not, when I went through my eye issues last year, I would not have gotten through it if I didn't ask everybody that I felt close to in heaven to help me. I would not have gotten through it. We need the support. There's a lot we're facing here on this side of the veil. So really they want you to ask, and they want to be friends with your family. So, we're going to pray for that, Angela. Keep us posted, but definitely we're going to pray that your grandson gets some, professional help sooner than later.
For sure.
Definitely that. His name is Ryan. I would like him put in the prayer book.
You got it.
And because he does, he's a good boy. He just needs our prayers. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Amen. So many people caught in that trap, that pornography addiction.
It's rampant.
Yeah, there are some websites that offer that are among the most visited websites in the world, unfortunately. So There's really an epidemic out there. We'll be praying, Angela, for all those intentions. So thank you very much for being with us here. Every morning, 8 Eastern Time on EWTN Radio, EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel. And we can send a link to the Mass every day if you'd like. It makes it real convenient for you. Just visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe, and you'll get notifications about, among other things, the EWTN Daily Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel every morning at 8 Eastern Time, right here on EWTN.
Okay, so our friend Kellen of Baltimore, Maryland, Wave Jerry, YouTube. Hi, Kellen.
Hi, Kellen.
Hi. I want to pray for all the countries that are going through violence. I also want to pray for everybody that's going through ailments. My mom has congestive heart failure. My legs are weak. I have some friends at church that are going through cancer and back pain. And I just want to tell them, if they give their sufferings up to the Lord, that means somebody else will have a grace.
Yeah. Well, Kellen, thanks for bringing these prayer intentions to our attention. So many things there. And, you know, it's just beautiful that these people have you to bring these to this a show like this. Because, as Debbie was saying, you know, with the angels, we want to surround ourselves with spiritual support and strength the best that we possibly can. And we need to just realize, you know, things can sometimes seem really bad, but just think it could be a whole lot worse if we weren't offering these prayers, making these sacrifices. So, you know, we are definitely going to do that, Kellen. In fact, Debbie and I, the whole show team, we pray for the Take-Two family every day, and we try to offer our little sacrifices whenever we can for the Take-Two family as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely. Yeah. Kellen, thanks so much, and thanks for being a loyal YouTuber. We really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Kellen. Okay, Kristen is up next from Dallas, Texas on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kristen. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
My best friend's husband has been suffering for years now with long COVID. Ooh. And he's tried to get into Mayo, he's tried everything, and it's very debilitating, and his wife is so understanding, and he just needs lots of prayers now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you've come to the right place, Kristen, that is for sure, among other places. I know you probably have a lot of other friends and family members all offering their prayers as well, but you can definitely count on the prayers of the Take-Two family. I'm looking at Debbie. She's got the she was writing feverishly in the prayer book, Kristen, so all those intentions are already marked down.
Absolutely. You know, I do have to tell you, though, Kristen, we get that a lot about long COVID. A lot of folks are struggling. And so, you know, we need to unite in prayer and really storm heaven to get some help, because it's hard to keep functioning. It's hard to keep going when you have all this kind of weighing you down. So definitely we'll take this on in prayer. Anything for you, Kristen?
Pray for me to be a better wife and mother. That's always the hardest thing.
Okay. But Kristen, you know what? You have your guardian angel beside you, and your guardian angel wants to help you each and every day. So enlist your guardian angel every morning. Say the guardian angel prayer and stay close to your guardian angel. You will feel that support to be that better wife and mother. But you know what? The fact that you're even praying for that shows your intention. Your intention is that you are a good mother and wife. So be confident in that. God wants us to be confident in our roles and our vocations. He doesn't want us to feel like we're trying to constantly maybe achieve something or prove something. We're good just the way we are. Now, can we get better? Of course, everybody can. Everybody can improve and advance. But I just want you to be at peace with that, because the fact that you even prayed for that shows your heart.
Thank you.
No, you're
it's
welcome.
Hard.
I know it's hard. You know, we do life coaching round the clock, okay? And people say all the time, can you tell us what makes a good marriage and good family? It's hard work. Marriage is tough. raising a family can be very tiring, and you can be exhausted. You can be exhausted. You can be frustrated, but it's work. Anything we do, vocation. When Jerry finishes his formation and God willing, he's ordained as a priest. Guess what? He's going to be working hard at it. It's not easy, right, Jer?
I already am.
you're already hardworking.
Seminary life is demanding. But yeah, and Kristen, I was just going to, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I mentioned a scripture passage where Jesus says, you know, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have it and you will receive it. And I echo what Debbie said, you know, what you prayed for, you know, to be the best person you can be in your calling, in your vocation in life as a wife and a mother. That is a prayer that you can count that as good as answered, Kristen, because God is definitely, that's a heart that is pleasing to the heart, a prayer that's pleasing to the heart of our Lord. I can be mm-hmm. assured, you can be assured of that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.
Call us anytime. Okay, we're going to get to Marie in the Midwest, and Marie is waiting patiently. Marie, you'll probably be our last caller, so take it away.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I would just like prayer. If I'm the fifth staff member to leave a parish office in less than 10 months. And I always think, Debbie, what you say about working at a parish. And it's been difficult, but such a joy for the parishioners to be with them and meet them. And so just prayers that I find another job. Doesn't necessarily have to be in the parish.
Well, okay, so I will definitely put this in the prayer book. Jerry and I and the Take Two family will pray. Marie, but when you said it doesn't have to be in the parish, are you still want to stay in ministry?
Well, this was my first venture in it. I've been in nonprofits before, but this was my first venture, you know, directly.
Okay.
So it was quite a bit different than the corporate world, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, it's very different. but you know what? It's rewarding though. But here's the thing that I hear something in your voice, and I just want to make sure. When we're praying for this, tell us like specifically what you want us to pray for. That you get the most meaningful job that you want to stay in for the rest of your life, or something that you want to contribute to. You know, do you want to stay in nonprofits? Just kind of give us an idea, because one thing about employment, you want to go very specific with God. So can you give us just a little bit more so we can pray not just that Marie gets a good job?
Sure. Well, I've been in the default real estate mortgage. You know, that's kind of dried up because of everything with the economy. So basically, I love to serve customers and, you know, realize they are the backbone of, you know, every business. So, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be full time. It can be part time. So.
Okay. So you like to... Right. So you want to serve. You want to serve. Do you want to be in leadership, or you just you do you want the kind of a manager type position, or what do you?
No. Not at this stage in my life.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay. So now be aware, because once we start praying in this way, that you want this kind, start to notice who and what comes into view. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now don't necessarily take the first thing, but just discern and we'll see where it goes. Okay, Marie.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for being there. You all have a blessed one.
You too. Thank you too. For being there, Marie. Mm-hmm. We have no show without the Take Two family. And you were right, Debbie, that we don't have time for any other calls. That'll be our last call of day.
Well, you're going to start us in the first prayer, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that in a moment. Yeah, in the meantime, you know, I don't want to miss an opportunity to make a plug for the seminary where I am. Thanks be to God. For those of you who don't know, a couple years ago, God put priesthood back on my heart. I was in formation, actually, for 6 years in the 1990s. Took what I thought would be about a year out, and it turned into 28 wonderful years in Catholic radio. But God very surprisingly put it back on my heart a couple of years ago, and I followed where the Holy Spirit led, and that was the Diocese of Orlando, Florida. And so I'm in the seminary at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts. It's special. It was created by Cardinal Cushing here in Boston specifically for later or older vocations, second career vocations. So we have some guys here who are even older than I am, which is neat. But so if there are any men listening right now, maybe you, when you were a child, a teenager, in your 20s, maybe you thought, I wonder about the priesthood. Maybe that was left behind way back there, and you are thinking, there's no chance that would ever come into view again. Don't think that right away. Go to our website. It's psjs.edu, psjs.edu. Call, talk to Maureen here, and that's how a lot of guys get here, Debbie, is they find the website, and they call, and they're encouraged, and here they are. So,
amen to that. Quick prayer.
Yeah. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the glory of all the beauty of creation, all the blessings and graces that you shower upon us this day and always. Please be with the entire Take-Two family, the show team, especially those prayer intentions that we got on the air today and those we didn't get time to get around to. And we ask this all, Father, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, that'll do it, you guys. So keep praying, and God willing, we will see you tomorrow with another Take Two episode. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.